Alma chapter 29. In this chapter, Alma's yearnings are given. Now, he's giving forth some of his feelings, and you have to understand that in this chapter he claims and he knows that he is sinning to a degree, and that there's things wrong with what he's saying. And this chapter is not given to show you how we should feel and what we should do. It's showing us how our feelings can lead us astray. And in essence, Alma is not here trying to give you a dissertation. He is showing you some of the conflict that is within him. And later on in the Book of Mormon, he has to go out on another mission. He's been on some tremendous missions, especially to the people of Ammonihah, and he's going to have to go out and do that again to get himself back to being reoriented. And I do emphasize that this chapter is not a chapter that tells you how things are to be. It's mostly a chapter of telling you how you can begin to be off base in your feelings and your mind. Alma begins by saying that he would love to preach repentance and the plan of salvation, and to preach to everyone to come unto God. He would like to do all those things, but now he'd like to do it to the whole world. And then immediately in verse 3, he sees that he's sinning, because he's beginning to see, he's wanting to do it to the world. He's wanting to go out there and save men. You see, in his mind, it's beginning to be his work. And he recognizes that, and he says that. But he has got, again, it's important, because this is the major problem that we have. And he wants to know that this is the problem of man. They begin to think it's his work. They begin to want to glory in it. They begin to want to have the reward of it. And they don't just think of it as being the Lord's work. And if you read this, you will see this is clearly the problem that Alma's having, but he's expressing it. He's expressing it openly. It's not to be to his condemnation. It's to show that he was in conflict, and he was working this out, and he's willing to be an example to us to show us. The important thing to be here is he knows he's sinning. He says he is. Go back and read the section on when Ammon was boasting, and he says, "No, I am not boasting." And he will see Ammon was not boasting, and compare that with this one, and you will begin to see the direction that Alma is talking with himself, and it's his own desires. He is not talking. He is not centered on the Lord. So again, what is the first sin? The sin beginning in verse 3 is that he desires to define the Lord's work. He wants to be in charge. Lord, I think that it's just like Lord, I think these people over here are ready to be harvested. Well, if we went to Russia and we sent all the missionaries into there, why, we could really convert all those people. And if this assumption that we have a lot of missionaries, let's go send them on over there. And not thinking that obviously if the Lord did not, if the Iron Curtain was up and we couldn't go to Russia, then it wasn't the time for the Lord to go either. That if the Lord wanted us to go into Russia, he'd prepare a way at the time. But it's according to the time the Lord wants. But if it is not the time, it's not because men control it. It's because it's not the time for the Lord to do his work. And he begins to explain that at the end of verse 3. He says, but I really should be content with what the Lord tells me to do and what the Lord has for me. But notice he's saying he's not content with it. He's having a problem, and he's trying to express this problem so that you might understand that the errors that you have in believing in having these same feelings. And I express this because I am overwhelmed with a number of people who claim this is their favorite chapter in the Book of Mormon, yet this is a chapter of sin, of showing how you get diverted off of being a true follower of the Lord. And he begins to say in verses 4 through 6, he says that he's trying to conflict, he has the conflict, and he's explaining that this is a life of choice, and that you get what you choose. Man will always get what he wants, and if you want to go off and do your own will, and you want to do your own work, even though you think it's the work of the Lord, then when you go to heaven, you're going to get yourself, and that's all you're going to have. But if you want to do the Lord's work, then you do the Lord's work. And then you do what he says when he says, and you believe in faith that it is his work, and he knows what he is doing. And that no matter what, no matter how good it seems, no matter how wonderful it seemed to go out and save the world and do everything, that when you follow yourself, you are doing bad because you are interfering with the Lord's work. And this is the problem that Alma is having here. And he began to say that he shouldn't, in verses 7 and 8, that he should not want to preach to everyone. This is not his responsibility. And not that it's not his responsibility, it is not his work. And that Christ has the wisdom. And he says that, and he reveals that. Yes, I know that Christ has wisdom. Christ knows what he is doing. And if Alma messes with that work and starts to define it, that he is interfering. We have to let the Lord do his work and believe that he has wisdom in what he's doing. Well, then in verses 9 and 10, he goes into his air of talking about, this is my glory. See, that now we're identifying where his problem is. He's thinking about, this is his glory. He's the leader of the church, and he begins to see the church. He says, well, this is my church. He's starting to have a little problem there. He's glorying in the members of the church and the people and saying, oh, this is my church, and I'm the shepherd. And he's hung up here a little bit on his glory. So he defines the glory, and he says, well, but my glory is in seeing others repent and them learning of the love of Christ and having true happiness. But you notice in his definition, he is still not focused on Christ. He is still not focused on them going to Christ. He's focused on his glory. And this is again where he's having his problem, is he's thinking about himself and thinking he's thinking about himself and that this is his glory. And we don't glory in this. Again, he begins to say, well, my glory is my joy and my happiness. Well, that is what you get, but joy and glory, joy is not, it's not glory. You don't get any glory from this. You just get the happiness of your brothers, and that's where he's getting these two things combined, and he's having a problem with it. Understand again, he says he's sinning. He's having a conflict in this chapter. He is not defining righteousness, but we like that. Men like to hear this. They like to hear that, yes, it's them, it's what I feel, and I'm the one to go out and define the work. And again, that's why they identify with it so well. But you should identify that this is leading to error. You can see in verse 10 again that Alma begins to reflect on the Lord and what the Lord has done for him. Verse 10 is the important thing. Notice that's the verse that he really gets to the proper point, meaning his true feelings, and he's talking about the Lord. This is the verse that talks about God and all. And so that's where he's getting his true feelings. So he's trying to bring himself back in, but then immediately in verse 11 he starts to go off again. He goes off and he starts talking about the establishing of a church, and we begin to see his errors here again, meaning that in his life, he's seeing the church, and he's thinking the church is what's important. It's not the church. We've seen this over and over again. It's the coming unto the Lord. Even as he says in verse 10, it was his personal relationship with the Lord. What the Lord had done with him was what was important. But then all of a sudden, he starts talking about this concept of it's the church that's wonderful. But the church isn't anything. The church doesn't do anything. At best, it's just men helping men. But the more powerful thing, it should be it's men helping men come to God and having the Lord in their lives. And that's what he said in 10 is important to him, but then he turns right around 11 and 12 and says that what's important is the church. And we begin to see he's having, again, he's continuing to have this problem. Well, then he says in verse 14 that he does not success in his success alone. What is his success? But he's not talking about his personal growth. He's talking about his going out and converting people. And so he's talking about the work, the work he did in Ammonihah. And he's thinking that's his work. He's really having a problem here. In fact, that's why he's going to have to go out back to the Zoramites and so forth. And that's why we then go into a chapter on the Antichrist coming to get him to get. I mean, he has to go then have these things happen in his life for more experience, because he is not. He's got himself off thinking that it's his work and it's his success. And then he says, and then it's the success of my brethren, meaning the success of Ammon. What success? He's not happy of the growth of Ammon. He's talking about their conversions. And then he says in verse 15 because they have brought forth fruit. And that the fruit will be their reward. The fruit does not belong to Ammon and Alma. The Lord has made that clear in the harvest. The fruit belongs. This is difficult because he made it absolutely clear in the story of the vineyard found in Jacob. He makes it clear that the fruit belongs to the Lord. It is not their reward. And you can see that throughout this chapter, again, Alma has made it clear he is sinning. And he can feel that he's a sin. So he's explaining this sin, and he's explaining this conflict, and it's explained for us because that continues to be our problem, is that we keep wanting to think it's our work and it's our, and we're the ones that's going to receive, that we're the ones that are going to receive a reward by doing something to another man. And the problem there is that then leads to, we want to set up programs and set up the Lord's program and then tell others, meaning we want to control others, tell others what they have to do. And this begins to be the plan of Satan. It is not the plan of the Lord. The plan of the Lord is based on free agency. But I can't express so strongly how much, when you read this chapter, try and read it and feel the spirit of the conflict that is within Alma. And again, believe his word that he said in the beginning. He can feel he's sinning. He is sinning when he tells you all these things, meaning he tells you all these words. He can feel it. He can feel a spirit of sin, an error. And so try and feel the error of this chapter. Do not try and glorify in it, which is why people like it, because Alma was glorifying in himself. And thus they think that this chapter gives them the right to glorify in themselves also.